This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
We are back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, USA Radio. It's War Now. Our next guest is Dr. Anthony Alessi, a board-certified neurologist. He's also a best-selling author. He's got his own radio program, and he writes a weekly column which appears in a number of different newspapers. Doc, let me start with the article because you wrote it about cognitive fitness. Can you explain that to everybody?
You know, Lee, it's kind of interesting. We keep seeing these new things in medicine that have increased our longevity. And basically, we're living longer and longer. And it's been fairly dramatic over the last 50 years in terms of how long we're living. Now, the average longevity is about 78 years of age in the United States. When you look at Europe, like England and Canada, it's into the 80s. So the question becomes, with all these new innovations and increasing people's lifespan, what is happening is stuff is wearing out, like joints are wearing out, so we're seeing a lot of arthritis, and vision is wearing out, we're seeing macular degeneration. So we're starting to see more and more of chronic illnesses that are age-related because we're living so long. Among them, and probably the toughest one to deal with, is Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So the real struggle here is, how do we remain cognizant and thoughtful after as we get older? So there was a new number that people have looked at, and basically it's a cognitive longevity index. So cognitive longevity is how long your brain health stays intact in terms of your age. And when they looked at this in a large series, they said on average, after the age of 65, it's about 12 years where you still have good cognitive health. You're not as forgetful and things like that. It doesn't mean you become demented at all suddenly at age 77, but you're really starting to have noticeable problems with memory and cognition and assimilating new events. Now, when we think of Alzheimer's disease and that form of dementia, that's probably the most severe in the sense that you can't assimilate new information, learn new skills, and it really starts robbing you of your memories. So we're always trying to figure out, how do we increase that number? How do we increase that cognitive longevity? And we get back to good health habits and exercise. So there are several. There's a series of recent studies published in the journal Neurology and its related magazines and journals, and they looked at this in large series, and they found that really exercise and fitness activities really help preserve that longevity. In one group, they looked at women in Sweden. This was an interesting study. They looked at women in Sweden who had high aerobic activity and high fitness activity in middle age. And they found that they were 88% less likely to become demented. So this process of exercise and fitness really begins in earlier years. And when we look at fitness, we're looking at aerobic activity like running, using a bicycle, resistance, weights, and resistive bands, as well as mindful activities like yoga or tai chi. So in using those activities, even to a higher limit, you can preserve your cognitive function even longer. So even if you're looking at it in just older age, forget about middle age, but in older age, we think that the period, the best is an hour three times a week, is probably the average to try and help preserve that longevity.
All right, so if everything is wearing out and your cognitive skills are diminishing at a certain age, when will they start to improve, Doc, that area? In other words, how much research or how close are they to getting people when they reach a certain age? I mean, if the outside of the car still looks good, the engine, they can work on it.
I'm glad you used the idea of a car. I love the analogy because just think about it. Suppose when you were born, when you got your driver's license, you got a car. Somebody gave you a brand new car.
Right.
And they said, this is the only car you're ever going to have the rest of your life. Would you take care of it?
Of course you would.
Right. So guess what? You're only getting one human body.
Right.
And what we're developing is, rather than some new treatment to restore your memory, is we're putting up warning signs to people to say, listen, if you want to have this cognitive function, you need to live a better life. You need to take better care of the car. You need to change the oil. Every once in a while, you need to put new rubber on there or new brakes.
Right.
If you want this car to work. So what we're saying is, when you look back, it's clear in these studies that, you know, avoiding smoking, a good diet, regular exercise will preserve a lot of things in terms of joints wearing out, okay, as we talked about, your heart and blood vessels getting clogged and developing strokes and heart attack. And on top of that, we're saying you'll be able to think more clearly for a longer period of time if you follow these guidelines and take care of yourself.
Okay, that all being said, though, Doc, I mean, why fix somebody who is breaking down if at a certain age they're not going to be able to really remember, or the life quality of life is not going to be the same? And I don't mean that in a bad way, but I mean, why are you fixing joints if at the age of 80 people are forgetting these things? I would think that the first thing you should be trying to improve is your brain.
Well, let's back up. You know, these are general rules from that standpoint. I mean, my father's 92, and he's sharp as ever.
Sure. No, I know. So, Each case is different.
So you'll see that from – so it's all relative. Guess what? Our lives are different today than they were yesterday. Okay? More stuff is worn out. Like, that's human nature.
Right.
And your life is always changing in terms of your ability. So it's a question of being able to adapt. So when I talk about a lack of cognitive longevity, a lot of it is, you know, smaller stuff. It's not like you can't remember your family or something like that, but you're not able to do higher math
or something
of that nature. So I don't want this to be mistaken that, oh, my God, when you get to be 77, you're demented. You know, now we have a lot of different degrees of things, some mild cognitive impairment or things like that, that you notice along the way, and you develop various techniques to getting around that.
But I told you, I think we talked about this a long time ago. I'm telling you, maybe not in our lifetime. Maybe we missed it. But a generation or two from now, Doc, they're going to be living to 150. It's coming.
Well, that, you know, and that's the problem. We have 5.7 million Americans who have dementia now.
Right.
We think that number is going to double by the year 2050.
See?
So we need to work on that.
Dr. Lessie again with us. Moving from that, I wanted to ask you, you had talked to me briefly off the air about an incredible thing, a retina transplant, which just sounds incredible to me, right?
I was blown away. On my radio show this week, I had a fellow by the name of Dr. Scott Walter, who is up at St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center, and he's an ophthalmologist, and he's done a bunch of different fellowships, but more recently he is a fellow in retina surgery, so a detached retina and things. And when you think of the retina, I thought his analogy was great. The retina is like the wallpaper in the back of your eye, and that's where all the cells are that perceive color and changes intimate for your vision. So we're always hearing about people who have macular degeneration and various treatments for that. But this fellow does, he did the first one in Connecticut of a retina transplant. I got to tell you, I don't know a lot about this stuff. I actually asked him, I said, well, where are you getting the retina from? I mean, is it a cadaver or whatever? And he explained to me that in the retina, in the back of the eye, as we get older, we build up cells on the periphery that are redundant cells in the sense that they don't have any function. They're alive, but they don't really help you see better. So what he does is, if there's a hole in the eye, say after a detached retina where there's a blind spot, he can now go in, scrape off those redundant cells, and then transplant them into the visual portion of the brain, of the eye and the retina, in which case they can restore vision from that standpoint. This is amazing. It's kind of like transplanting turf, I guess. You got to think, right? I mean, you know, you grow turf in one place, then you scrape it up and put it where you need it. So in a much more sophisticated sense, that's what they're doing now.
That's got to be one of the biggest fears, certainly one of my biggest fears, you know, that, you know, you get older, you lose your vision, and the idea that somewhere along the line they'll be able to deal with that and maybe fix people who they couldn't fix 10, 15 years ago, that's incredible to me.
It is. I have to tell you that I enjoy doing the radio program just for those kinds of things where you get somebody on who is bringing some new technology that I don't think any of our listeners had heard of, and I certainly hadn't heard.
Right. Amazing, amazing stuff. Dr. Anthony Alessi, again, is joining us. We always appreciate his time. And moving from that, you had wanted to talk a little bit about physicians getting shot, killed.
It's been in the press where the cardiothoracic surgeon in Houston got shot on his way to work. It's something I'm unfortunately familiar with. When I was at the University of Michigan back in the 80s, we had a wonderful ear, nose, and throat surgeon named John Kemick. Dr. Kemick was just outstanding young physician. Matter of fact, I had my mother come out there to see him, and he specialized in ear, nose, and throat surgery, and especially working with people who were chronically dizzy. After I left the university, I guess it was the late 80s, a tragedy happened. An older gentleman came in, and, you know, Dr. Kemick couldn't resolve his dizziness, and he pulled out a gun and shot him right in the exam room. He died. So he was a young, promising physician who was probably in his late 30s at the time with a family, and was murdered right in the exam room at the University of Michigan.
Wow.
So it was interesting, and it's certainly an eye-opener.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Suzanne Kantra, editor and founder of Techlicious, with all the must-know about this year's must-have school tools, and that is laptops. Where do we begin in keeping these kids safe as they wander around out there on the Internet?
Kids are going to high school or college or looking for a laptop that's going to give them always-on connectivity and great battery life. So the Lenovo Mix 630 is a thin and light fanless design powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 835 processor. What this means is that you are going to get that always-on connectivity. You were also mentioning safety. You know, one of the things that we talk about in terms of safety is making sure that our kids aren't exposed to content that's not appropriate for their age. There's a product called Circle Home. You attach it to your router, and you can set content ratings for all the devices in your house. So if you have even, you know, a younger child, you can set it for that elementary school level.
Where can we go for more information?
You can go to techlicious.com.
War now. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
The sponsor of this segment of the show is My Patriot, My Patriot Supply. They provide survival food, is one way to call it, but other people just say food in an emergency food supply. The head of FEMA told us for months they won't be able to help in a major disaster on the first day of hurricane season. The head of FEMA wrote an op-ed in USA Today titled, FEMA is not a first responder. You have to be your own first responder. And at this moment, FEMA is running on half the emergency reserve workforce they had last year at this time. This should be a wake-up call to get prepared if you aren't already. Now, I recently started building my preparedness plan with My Patriot Supply. They helped me start storing up food for crises where FEMA won't be coming to the rescue. This week only, each person in your household can have the essential two-week emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply for just $67. Take action now, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. The food's delicious, lasts 25 years in storage. It's packed fresh in a rugged storage tote, then shipped directly to your home. Order your food kits by calling 888-524-6540 or go online to preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. And by the way, just an asterisk there. I'm not in the business of supplying emergency food kits. It's not my company. I've got nothing to do with the company. I don't own the company. I'm not a partner in the company. They went out and got the website, preparewithwayne.com, which is really smart of them. If you're going to advertise on my show, they figured they'd have an interesting website you could remember, and they tied it with my name, so it's preparewithwayne.com, but I don't want anyone to think it's my company. It is not. My Patriot Supplies that sponsor the show. They're really nice people and really good people and really patriotic people, so frequent them and take care of them, but it's not Wayne's company. Just want to make sure you knew that. Preparewithwayne.com. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn-Root, War Now. I'm just taking a couple days off here in the middle of the summer, and I will be back with you again on Wednesday. I look forward to it. In the meantime, Lee Elsie is guest hosting. You take good care of him.
All right, thanks again, Wayne. It is Lee Elsie. I do appreciate everything over here at the USA Radio Network. You guys have been fantastic giving me the opportunity to be on War Now. It's been an absolute blast. I can't believe we only have a half hour, a little bit more than a half hour to go until I got to turn things over. But it's been a whole lot of fun. And we had to switch Robert Dobby, so we had Dr. Anthony Lessie. He was kind enough to call in a little bit earlier. So Robert Dobby, we're going to chat with him again, actor and just a tough guy. He scared Chris, the producer, to death when he called in, but he'll call us back at about 8:35. So if you're waiting for him to come on, we will get him at 8:35. We'll be chatting with him in just a couple of minutes. So a couple things. Every once in a while I like to do this because it's very sombering or sobering, depending upon how you want to pronounce that. But I'm looking at the United States debt right now, like where it sits. There's an interesting website, usdebtclock.org. And what it does is it shows the spinning, out-of-control debt as it spirals upward. Now, when Barack Obama took over as the president of the United States, the debt was around $9 trillion. By the time he left, it was north of $20 trillion. Right now, it sits at $21,310,216,475,000 X amount of dollars. And it continues to go up. They just keep moving and moving in and moving in. All right, so you might say, well, that number is just too big for me to comprehend. And I understand it is. It's very, very big. It's very difficult to sort of put that number into words. So, again, or at least into thought as to what it is that each and every citizen actually is responsible for. Well, let me help you. That's why I'm here. I'm here for help. The liability per taxpayer that lives in the United States of America, legal citizen, tax-paying citizen, for that debt right now, right today, is $938,000. That includes, again, $17 trillion for Social Security liability, $27 trillion Medicare liability. The total United States unfunded liability right now is $114 trillion. Actually, more than that. A little more than $114 trillion. So when we think and talk about doing the good for the world, right? We go over there and we do wonderful things this way. We do wonderful things that way. We help these folks in this country. We have a military operation to save these people and liberate these folks and protect these people. We're doing it under an incredible umbrella of debt. We have such incredible bone-breaking, back-breaking debt. I mean, unless we really start to tackle this, your kids and your kids' kids will be paying off a debt that I don't know if they can actually ever pay off. I mean, we're talking about just an enormous sum of money. $21,310,000,000. That's just the debt. The unfunded liabilities through the roof. We'll be back. My name is Lee Elsie, and it's been an honor to get a chance to talk with you guys each and every night that the USA Radio Network has allowed me to be on. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we'll be back. Robert Dobby next. Stick around.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
War now.
USA Radio News.
So it looks like the European Union is set on a collision course with President Trump after his foreign policy chief called for Europeans to increase their business dealings with Iran in defiance of the United States coming out and issuing an executive order to pose more sanctions on Iran. On the other side, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin, he's a big fan of the sanctions.
I think it's outstanding. I'm really happy that the president is choosing to take a stronger stance as it relates to Iran. The Iran nuclear deal, this JCPOA, shouldn't have been entered into in the first place. It was fatally flawed for what was in it. It was fatally flawed for what wasn't in it.
According to a U.S. trade representative, the United States will impose a 25% tariff on $16 billion worth of Chinese imports starting on August 23rd. The tariff will affect goods such as electronic parts, plastics, chemicals, batteries, and railway cars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Broadcasting
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, well, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, again, broadcasting from Reno and Wichita, Kansas, Palm Springs, California, of course, Las Vegas, and all the way out here to Long Island as well. And I have a very special guest, and I got a chance to actually spend some time with this guy. He's about as talented as you can be. He can sing, a tremendous actor. If you don't recognize the name Robert Davi, maybe you'll recognize some of these scenes from some great movies.
I'm Agent Johnson. This is Special Agent Johnson.
Oh, how you doing?
No relation. I'm Dwayne Robinson, LAPD. I'm in charge here.
Not anymore. You come here to my place without references, carrying a piece, but you should know something. Nobody saw you come in, so nobody has to see you go out.
Another $80 million write-off!
I guess it's time to start cutting overhead.
Could you please, please take me to the sheriff's station? I can describe all three of them.
Bimba da gli occhi vieni da Mario.
Why be my pepperoni then? Why pepperoni?
It's Robert Davi, actor, singer, of course, from Astoria, Queens. Dav, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right, Lee. How you doing, brother?
Listen, I appreciate it. Last time I saw you, you were singing up a storm over here at Foxwoods, and everyone going crazy. A great show, and I can't thank you enough for coming on. Not only are you politically plugged in, and you're ultra-conservative, we love having you on, but you also have something going on called Davi's Way. You want to tell everybody about this?
Yeah, it's really a terrific documentary, which is the brainchild of my friend Danny A. He had seen me in perform in Long Island for 12,000 people at an outdoor concert. I did a movie with him called The Iceman. You should have a clip from The Iceman someday. This is a great movie with Michael Shannon and myself and Ray Liotta, James Franco and Danny A and a bunch of great actors, Winona Ryder. And the interesting part about everything is he loved what I did, of course. I wrote a script called The Voice, sent it to him, and hoping that he would produce it because he was getting he was producing. He helped get, you know, some of the stuff behind what's that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. And
right.
He started directing and doing his own film. Anyway, so I gave him this film, The Voice, and he said, "You know what, Davi, I'd rather do a documentary, following you around with the music." And so that's what they did. It followed me and the family around about a year and a half, 2 years, and me wanting to prepare for Sinatra's 100th anniversary to recreate the main event that he did at Madison Square Garden. And it's a terrific, terrific. It's a cross between Curb Your Enthusiasm and Spinal Tap, and people are loving it. I mean, I just did Extra with Mario Lopez, and they loved it there. The whole crew loved it, and a lot of people are liking the film, loving the film.
So when is it going to come out officially? Is it when does that to get released?
Excuse me. August 17th in selected theaters.
And oh, that's right around the corner. Then that's great.
September 4th. Yeah, there's a screening in Manhattan. You got to go see it.
I am. If I'm officially invited, I'll be there.
Yeah, there's the opening on the 17th, and there may be another screening prior that I'm not at, and I'll tell you about if I can get some information.
Okay, sounds good. I saw some. You showed me some clips last time we talked, and it really is funny. And just the whole idea of what you're doing behind the scenes, everyone gets a sort of a chance to look behind the curtain and see how everything works. So if you like that, you're gonna love this. So
yeah, but that's way behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I lifted my skirt.
So, all right, so that's coming out on the 17th again in Manhattan. When's the movie Mott Haven coming out? Can I mention that?
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming out, but trying to get it, trying to get Mott Haven. They got a first rough draft.
Right.
I've got to look at it. They're doing another cut on it, and then I'll look at it and start putting my information into it.
All
right. I just wanted to say thanks. He gave me a chance to be in that movie, and it was a lot of fun. He called me like at midnight and said, hey, come down to Manhattan tomorrow, put you in a movie. So I appreciated that.
I know, and you did a great job.
It was fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
You did a great job. Thank you so much, my brother.
Nah, man, it was great. I loved every second of it. I'll do it all day, every day. Hey, I got to ask you a couple questions while I got you, since this is all about politics and it's a political-based show. I mean, I got to get your opinion on this division, this divide in the country. I mean, I've never seen it this bad. The left and the right. The left are a bunch of liberal crybabies. It's incredible what's going on.
You know what? I've never seen it so bad. I mean, it really is disgusting. It is, it's a power grab for the country. And they're just upset that they lost.
Right.
And it's just exposing the infiltration that the left is really the communist socialist in a democratic covering.
But they can't take losing, Dob. They don't understand how to lose. They lost big, and they need to just suck it up and just deal with it. And this is the way the country's going to be for the next 4 or 8 years. The economy is booming. Nobody has ever done this as far as jobs. Black unemployment's at the all-time low. Hispanic unemployment's at an all-time low. Actually, the United States military unemployment, veteran unemployment's at an all-time low. What do they got to complain about?
Bro, don't you understand? There's nothing to complain about. They're complaining that we're a free society, capitalistic society. They want a closed, fascist, socialist society. They're fascist in socialistic, communist clothing. It's BS. The big
right.
BS thread. That's what it is. But our politicians play this game that everybody's nicey-nice. It's not that. We are in a battle for the soul of America, which I wrote about in Breitbart. Bill Ayers was blowing up all the institutions in the 60s because he wanted world communism. You get that? Bill Ayers wanted world communism. They're at the seat of all of this.
So the whole
nine yards. This is the battle. It's not about their hatred to Donald Trump. I mean, sure, he can give people things to kind of like point fingers at if you want to do that. You know what I mean? Now taking his star down at the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
How ridiculous is that?
Terrible.
But I mean, this is just the negative, most disgusting display of non-unifying the country. And I think eventually he's going to unify it, because it's either going to make that movement more minimized. We'll see what happens. The more successes he has, the better. That's it.
Well, think about, you know, the left is now dealing with their poster child is, you know, Cortez, that the woman from New York, she's a poster child. So is Bernie Sanders. They really are moving as far left as they can be. It's scary. It's unbelievable.
You know what? It's what it is. People just have to be informed. We have to be informed. We have to make sure that people that come into our country are educated. They understand, you know, you keep hearing the same old talk about America. It's not what America is. It's not who we are. This is what you hear from the left. That's
right.
Not who we are. No, 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 my dear friends. What you're trying to make us is not who we are.
I couldn't agree with you more. Great words from a great actor, a great singer, Robert Dobby. Listen, I know you're super busy. I know you're out there in the streets. I think you're in Hollywood now, right?
I'm in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. I don't want to keep you because I know you're with your family, and I don't want to tie you up. But I can't. I just want to thank you. I'm glad we got a chance to touch base and talk.
We have a couple of minutes.
Okay. Shoot.
We have a couple of minutes.
Well, tell me again about Dobby's Way. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, hold on. Let me just tell you one thing. Izzy, we're going to go to the hair salon on Thursday. Yes.
His daughter just got a haircut, by the way. She's
all
not
right.
happy with it.
Yeah, it's no, I screwed up. I talked to Leon off the air about it. You know, if you have kids, it's difficult to have 17-year-old twins and boy, girl.
Oh, no.
I feel like my wrist, I've got rope around each wrist and it's tied to a bowl. And they're pulling from both sides.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, it's just wonderful.
So they're going into senior years of high school? Is this a senior year for them?
Senior in high school. Very talented, very beautiful kid. But I screwed up with my daughter's hairdo. I really blew it. I tried to save a few dollars on her on this
supercuts
expensive procedure. No. So I took her to a local place instead of a place that she should have gone to, and I should have spent the extra money. I tried to save a buck.
Hey.
And instead, I brought her to tears. I mean, she finished it in the hair salon chair, and she was crying, and then I felt, you know what, no money is saving any money. It's not, now it's going to cost me three times as much to fix it for her. But, you know, I'd rather see a smile on her face.
Now, do they act? Do the kids act? Do they sing? What do they do?
They're very talented. I have a daughter, Ariana, who's in the documentary. All the kids are in the doc.
Right.
But my son, Nick, is extremely talented. Ever see The Hangover? Movies?
What movies?
What's that music?
The music says we gotta go. Sorry.
All right. Well, be good, brother.
Hey, yeah, listen, Dob. Thank you, bud. I appreciate the time, man. Be safe out there, all right?
All right, God bless you.
All right, kid, I'll talk to you soon. Robert Dobby, there he is again. Always appreciate him giving us a couple of minutes. He is a cat, man. He is a funny character, no question about that. And I want to come back. I'll tell you a little bit about the movie that I was in with him. And it was very brief, but it was a lot of fun. Anyway, all right, listen, our last segment, you can certainly call it 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Of course, I do have a Facebook page. Feel free to like that. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to War Now on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
About.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so you still got a little opportunity here. And again, it's Lee L.C. filling in for Wayne Allen Root. My name is L-E-E-E-L-C-I, and you can reach me at leelcradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you from wherever you're calling. Read or emailing me from could be Palm Springs or again Wichita, Reno, Vegas, my favorite city on the entire world. In the entire world, is it in the entire world or on the entire world? My favorite city in the world. Yeah, that would be right. See, so it's a little bit late for me. Listen, I want to again thank Robert Davi for calling in, and again I know he's very very busy. Before we take a call or two, you decide. I just got this meme, and I thought I'd share it with you. You decide. So the Democrats' plan is to raise taxes, end ICE, support illegals in sanctuary cities, grow the government, and impeach the president. The GOP plan is to make tax cuts permanent, build the wall and secure the border, cut spending, reform welfare, and, of course, hold the FBI accountable. Which one of those seems like it would be better for the United States of America? I think it's pretty clear. That would be the Republican plan. Let's go and grab Rocky all the way out in Connecticut. Rocky, you want to talk about Davi?
Yes, good evening, Lee. You're doing a great job. Robert Davi, we had the opportunity to hear him in concert a couple months back. He is so talented. I enjoyed the interview you did just now. He's just a talented musician, an incredible actor, and of course, he has an Italian background, which I'm proud of. So, so the interview was very enjoyable, and I got to learn a little more what he's doing, and it's very, you know, we're gonna make sure we're gonna watch both the documentary and the movie.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a fun guy. Listen, he's like one of us. He's a regular guy, and he's funny off the
regular
air.
Regular guy, but very full of talent, and he's very firm on his belief, which is really what we need today. We need people that stand up for their belief and no apologize for nothing.
No question. I'm in 100% agreement with you on that. We have too much, you know, with too much apologizing going on sometimes, Rock.
Yeah, it's like you're afraid to say anything because somebody might, you know, throw a little tantrum. Forget about it. You know what I mean?
Forget about it. Yeah, the crybabies. You know, I'm sorry. I hate to label folks, but the left, they're a bunch of crybabies 90% of the time.
Well,
and they complain about everything.
They, Yeah, they just use techniques to get what they want, just like a little right. child. Believe me, I raised four of them, and I know all their tricks. And these people are just like little kids, you know? But then they're vicious. They're not nice.
Right. No, not yeah. nice at all. So, and they're doing so much harm to the country, and they're trying to do it and do it in a silent fashion sometimes, and they're sneaking up on us. I think they're sneaking up on us. We got to be very careful when it comes to the left. Cause
yeah, look at what they did to hand us over. Yeah, the young lady that yep. was at a restaurant or something. It's unbelievable. The abusive behavior of these people. And then they just have all the rights in the world, and they abuse all the liberties that we are granted by our government. It's just, enough is enough. I like what Chad says from Long Island a few hours back. We had enough of it. We're going to have to start taking a stand.
Well, I think it'll happen sooner rather than later. No question.
Yeah.
Well, Rock, listen, thanks for calling in, buddy. I appreciate it. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry about that. But thank you again for calling in from my home state of Connecticut. And, well, listen, before we wrap it up, once again, I just do want to thank everybody over at the USA Radio Network and, of course, the team at War Now, and in particular, Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne is actually flying east for our station's birthday party. It's going to be a lot of fun. So if you're listening right now from Long Island, just a chance to come on over. We give away tickets all morning long on the morning show. We'll be doing that again tomorrow, but the chance to meet and greet Wayne Allen Root less than a month, a couple weeks now. It's going to be here before you know it, and I can't wait myself. I've never met him, just talked to him a million times on the phone, of course, and traded emails, but I want to thank him and, of course, all the folks over at the USA Radio Network. I do this every time I'm on, but I do feel humble sense of gratitude towards all the folks over there, including Chris, who just got yelled at by Robert Dobby. That's so bad off the air. I tell you, listen, I've been doing radio for a long, long time, and almost everybody in this business will say the same thing. 90% of the good stuff is off the air, right? 90% of what you can't hear, sadly, is off the air, so you can't hear it for a lot of different reasons, a lot of FCC reasons, but a lot of the stuff happens that's very, very funny off the air. No, we could not play or replay what Robert Dobby said to Chris off the air, but it was funny. It was radio gold, no question about that. So, again, special thanks to all my guests, including Dr. Anthony Alessi and Robert Dobby. Sadly, we didn't get a chance to talk to Eric Bowling, but James Herson joining us today, and again, all the folks out there who are calling in and listening. It's really neat from my perspective, getting a chance to talk to everybody from L.A. to Vegas to Long Island, St. Louis, Cincinnati yesterday, and everywhere in between. I hope we did a good enough job for you. I hope we'll be back down the road for sure. And again, tomorrow night, Wayne will be right back here, right in the Las Vegas studio, broadcasting live out to you, as he does each and every weeknight, 6 to 9 on the east, 3 to 6 on the west, and everywhere in between. Again, special thanks to all the folks making it happen behind the scenes, Chris and Mark. You guys have a fantastic rest of the week, and we'll talk to you as soon as we possibly can down the road, hopefully. Thanks again, USA Radio Network and War Now. It's Lee Elsie for Wayne Allen Root. We'll see you.
Advertised on the previous program, which requires
heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.